Is there a gator in the pond where you go fishing? In the little lake, maybe the little stream? Bucks County, Pennsylvania, just north of Philadelphia. Hummings lived there for a couple years, so did I.
Yeah.
Nice area. Not a place you'd expect to find a gator living in the wild.
Not typically, no.
You wouldn't see a gator in Neshaminy Creek.
Not likely, no.
Or where Washington's Crossing. You wouldn't expect to see that. I wouldn't.
No.
No, I definitely did not expect that to be a thing ever.
But that's exactly what's going on in one community, and the people are taking it in stride. No, they're not. They're acting crazy.
So native to our area, causing a scene in Bucks County, your eyes are not tricking you. And this video is not out of Florida. A wild alligator is roaming around in Bristol Township.
No.
This is the 10 o'clock news. I'm Jason Martinez. And now when most people hear that a gator is on the loose nearby, they probably try to avoid the area, which is the normal reaction. But some of the people in our area are just built differently, apparently, and they want to see this gator for themselves.
I like that. Yeah. But this is most people are doing the exact opposite of what you should do.
Don't tell people what's normal. That's opinion.
And they want to see this gator for themselves. Our Steve Keeley caught up with folks flocking to a Bristol lake trying to catch themselves a gator.
Yo, look what I just caught. No way, bro.
I always dream about finding crazy things in the water, but not an alligator in Philly, in Bristol.
This
well, what
wasn't.
Do you dream about finding then? If it's not an alligator, you're fishing in Bristol Township.
Right.
In Bucks County. Like, what do you dream? Like an octopus? A leviathan?
I want to find a hand.
Yeah, right.
This wasn't what Ricky was hoping to catch while fishing in Magnolia Lake in Bristol Township.
I was shocked. I didn't believe it until I saw it with my own eyes because I thought it was a big fish. I was excited about a fish, and then I got excited about an alligator. At first, I thought it was a fish.
like this guy.
I mean, the look on his face, he is geeked about this.
I guess I kind of would be too.
Yeah.
But then I was like, no way, that cannot be a fish. So I threw my line
What's
out there again.
In the background.
And he grabbed it. And I didn't see him at first, but then I saw him go
I
up and go back down. I was like, oh, that's
I think
a,
they're
that's
standing next to somebody with a bad fan belt while they're doing the interview on the street.
That's what it sounds like.
That's a gator.
Luckily, Ricky also records video while he fishes from his kayak. So he always has proof in case he ever has to say, you should have seen the one that got away.
Oh, he's going to break my line.
And out of nowhere, he just came up like, oh, my God, that's an alligator. My heart wanted to come out like, oh, my God, it was an alligator.
Now, even though it's small, it's like 3 feet. Wouldn't you be anxious about the moment that thing got in the boat?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It might not kill you, but it's going to chomp real hard.
Leave a mark.
It's going to hurt.
Try to get it up, but then it broke my line. My main goal was try to get it out of the water, but I couldn't.
So you wanted to save him.
Save him, rescue him.
Okay,
get
Steve,
him out.
Now that you pointed out that noise, I thought for sure they were going to show him by this pond. And I was like, okay, there's mosquitoes everywhere. Yeah. He's in Philly.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's definitely somebody's like, whatever y'all said earlier, something wrong with a car.
Yep.
Get him out of there.
So Ricky called for reinforcements.
I like how they said to rescue him. He's like, eh.
Sure.
Like he was going to smash that thing on rocks.
Yeah,
he was going to belt it on the side of the abutment under the bridge like. Like, you know, he's trying to bang out an old blanket to get the dust out of it.
You're damn right. It doesn't belong there.
So Ricky called for reinforcements, recorded himself calling the police and the Fish and Wildlife game warden. And when the police
authorities showed up and looked off the bridge like the best of them.
Police arrived. He had a nice suggestion for them as they got close to the 3-foot gator that was near land.
Jump in and try to grab it.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. Says the cop that looks like John Candy.
Yeah, no.
After police posted a warning to avoid the area with Ricky's video, competition to catch the gator began showing up.
This is my favorite part. Seriously. So they said, stay away. And the next line, competition to catch it, started growing.
Course.
Like Jim Ritter, who we called from across the lake.
Boy, he really seems prepared.
Okay, so this guy.
Okay, this is exactly the kind of guy I would expect to show up and try to wrestle a gator.
So the news is there. They see him like, hey, what you doing? And then they call him to get the audio. So is he yelling his cell phone number, presumably?
I guess
Listen
so.
Probably.
By the way, he's there in a tank top, shorts, backwards hat, and just some hiking shoes. And he's there with no tools, no net or anything.
No.
He's there to get that gator.
No, he's just got his muscles and guile.
I want to catch him.
You want to catch him?
Yeah, swamp puppy.
How are you going to catch him? With your bare hands?
Yeah.
others came.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to spray him in the eyes with Axe and then get him while he's disoriented.
That was like a, yeah, that's a stupid question.
Of course I'm going to wrestle him with my bare hands.
Others came strictly as observers. What are you going to do if you see him?
Watch someone else catch it.
I thought it was scary that there's an alligator around here.
So I drove as close to it as I could.
This dude with his Cadillac emblem tattoo on his bicep.
But you still want to come up and get close to it.
Yeah, I want to come see it.
And also some special bait no American alligator, especially a hungry one, would ever turn down. Are you thinking of just throwing any food that a gator might like into the water just to
Hot dogs. Everyone loves hot dogs, so I got hot dogs with me, hoping that if the jig doesn't work this time, a good old hot dog might.
At Magnolia,
it probably
Lake,
would. I mean, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be even more Philly. Like, hey, stopped and got him one from Pat's and one from Gino's so he can settle the age-old debate.
I'm trying to catch him with a Rita's water ice, but they keep melting.
Magnolia Lake in Bristol Township, Steve Keeley, Fox 29 News.
I love that one guy. Yeah, I'm going to catch him with my hands.
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean, you idiot? What kind of tools would I need? Stupid.
Totally.
Don't be dumb.
It's totally true. Oh, I love it. Well, good luck to everybody who went out to catch an alligator right after they said stay away. Grand plan.